I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning. It's Tuesday and I'm totally excited. I'm totally excited because what I'm going to tell you in a few minutes is probably going to blow your mind and probably upset your whole day. Because I'm going to bring up the issue of education, politics, polls, my expert witness work. It all boils down to one thing. What is the right question? Have you ever heard a new question lately? What is a question? What's a new question? Can we go to the moon? Can we go to Mars? You see, questions are the key to unlocking the good answers. Now, for years in school, my grade school, my high school, we all taught facts. When was the War of 1812 started, or when did it end? What about World War II? Name 10 presidents. What's 9 times 9? Now, those are all factual answers. We're taught facts. All through grade school, I'm taught facts. Memorize these facts. Now, today, we have Google. Google has all the facts, or certainly has a lot of them. So the key is, in understanding Google, is what's the right question? So if I go into Google and I say, tell me about Wills, I might get Will Smith, I might get Will Ferrell, and maybe I'll get legal wills. So now I know I need to add a different question. Legal wills. Well, then they're expensive. So now I need to add legal wills free. School should be teaching now not about facts, but what are the right questions to ask to get the facts. What is a democracy? Is a democracy what we really want? Can we agree on those things? What is a Republican? What is a Democrat? What is the difference? Is it a distinct difference? See, it's all about the questions today because we have many sources to get the facts. I don't need to remember what 12 times 12 is today because I can get it out of my computer. So I can remember it. Is that a big deal? I happen to know it's 144, and 15 squared is 225, and 17 squared is 289, 18 squared is 324. But so what? Anybody can get that answer. All they have to do is key in those numbers. Now, I might be able to get it quicker, but I don't know that has any value. So the key is questions. So when you're working today or when you're in your professional life or your home, think about what are the really good questions to ask. If you watch TV, you'll see they all ask the same thing. What do you think about the polls? What do you think about the Virginia election? What do you feel about the infrastructure bill? Those aren't really good questions. They don't drill down and provide any answers. Name me one item in the infrastructure bill you don't agree with. They probably can't do that, because it's too good of a question. The next 10 years, and maybe the last 4 or 5 years, are all about questions. There will not be about facts. It won't be impressive to name all the presidents of the United States. Oh, you can do it, and you can memorize it, but so what? But name them backwards, a little harder, but a computer can do that pretty easily. Say the alphabet backwards, pretty hard to do, because it has to be by memory. But the computer recites the alphabet forwards, backwards, and probably sideways, just as easy. So what is the right questions? For example, think about the issue between the robotic computer and a human being. The question has always been, what is the question that we ask the robot and the human being that allows us to determine from their answer, are they a human being? I thought of one. You just ask, are you a human being? If the robot tells the truth, he'll probably say no, in which case now you know who it is. But that's the simplistic view. But IBM has spent millions of dollars trying to come up with question sets that will allow a computer or a person to distinguish between a robotic answer and a answer from a human being. So if I was on one side of the table or with a curtain hanging down, I ask a question, I get two answers. Can I tell by their answers whether they're a robot or a human being? I don't know, it may sound simplistic, but that's one of the problems that IBM has faced in defining robots. Now, so a little bit off the subject, but thinking about questions are the key. What is a great question? Now, I'm going to beat this one up a little bit more, even though it seems obvious that questions trump facts. At least they do today, and they will more and more. But a question is like the first shovel of dirt when you're digging something. It starts to let you drill down to something else. I do expert witness work, and very often we'll actually start writing the report, and I'll ask the lawyers, now, what is the actual question you want me to answer in my report? We might spend hours on that subject, formulating exactly the right question for me to answer. Sometimes we start writing the report and develop answers and haven't really finalized the question yet. Comes later. But the point is, the question is what elicits the best answer. In an expert report, for example, it might elicit different answers depending on the question. So the question itself is super, super important. And it's going to become more and more important because if we're in, let's say, research and we're researching a medical area, researching some other activity, right? We need to have a question to see what we're looking for. Does this chemical actually help? That may be an opening question. But without the question, we wouldn't think to actually look at whether or not that chemical helped. So it's not about curiosity, although it's part of it. But questions are the key. Will that person hit a curveball more often than a fastball? In Moneyball, that was really what it was all about. And in fact, it was throwing questions at a computer to determine who got on base the most, who was the, you know, when you're buying home runs, what's the cheapest home run person you can buy? What's the cheapest on-base guy? So Moneyball, in my opinion, was really a matter of asking new questions to a database that hadn't been interrogated before. Now, we have lots of databases now. We're building up a large database in the medical field. And the database just sits there. It doesn't do anything by itself. It doesn't even spring out with answers. Oh my gosh, I'm a database and here's my answer. No, it doesn't do anything until somebody asks the penetrating question of the database and extracts the answer. So we have lots of databases now. We're collecting data and you read about it every day. Oh, we've got this now big database on customer profiles. We got this database. We're collecting data. No problem. Databases are harmless by themselves. It's the question that we ask the database. It's the inquiry that determines the value of the database and the value of the answer. So I'm going to close this out right now, but I may come back to this later because this concept of questions is paramount in my mind. Education has for years taught facts. They've never taught questions. Ask some good questions. I find when I'm talking to somebody who seems to be pretty smart and they read a document or a book, that they're able to ask themselves questions about what they read that makes the material more valuable to them. Whereas other people read the content, don't ask any questions, and the content just sits there, sterile, not providing any guidance for the future. So the key is when you're reading something or looking at something, What questions are you asking yourself about that content? And it's work, by the way. It's work to come up with good questions. It isn't easy. Sit around in a group of people and say, we have this problem. Let's all think about what kind of questions we can ask. Because a lot of people are afraid to ask questions. But questions are they're not the dagger. The way we get at the data is by asking the right question. It's the lever arm. It's the driving force. Because nothing happens without a great question. Edison said, I'm going to try material A and material B. Will that work? Material C, material D. Will that work? He kept asking himself questions until he got the right answer, or he got an answer that showed the light bulb worked. If he didn't ask all those questions, he wouldn't be doing anything. Somebody might say it was random. Somebody might say it was just luck. No. He was asking different questions, and he was trying to ask even better and better questions. So questions are the key. Put some content in front of you, two or three pages of content, a magazine article, read it, have somebody else read it, and then ask them, not what they read, but what questions did you ask yourself about what you read? Did you ask questions like, is this a valid material? Is this person telling the truth? Is this person looking at the right resource material, et cetera, et cetera? So it's a little awkward. Maybe I didn't explain this as well as I could have if I would have scripted the whole thing, but I think you get the point. So in our concept of words, we've talked about choices, we've talked about reputation, we've talked about bridging. And today we talked about questions, the art of or the science of asking the great question will provide the great answers of tomorrow. And that's all today. This is Bob Sherwood signing off. Thanks very much. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bob brought to you courtesy of